Hi, this is Casey Ryback. I'm calling from Cable. I'm with customer service. I was looking to speak with Joe at.
Yeah, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Not too good. I've been waiting for a few days already for someone to come out and help me out with my cable box.
I understand that that's been an issue, and that's why I'm calling today to talk to you, because we've heard that you've had a few complaints about your internet connection. So let me see if I can help figure it out for you.
So what? Are you going to send somebody out? What's the plan here?
Well, no, I can help troubleshoot it over the phone. I've got some tech guys here.
I was told that somebody was going to come out and visit my house and fix my cable here.
Right. Well, I think we can do it over the phone if you just give me a chance.
All right. We can do whatever over the phone for the next few minutes, but if it doesn't work, I want somebody out here in the next hour.
I understand. Okay? I understand, sir. Okay. Let's get started. First, while I have you on the phone, do you mind me asking how much you're paying for internet currently?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
No, it's a real question.
You're seriously trying to get me to upgrade my internet right now?
No, I'm not trying to upgrade your internet.
Why are you asking me?
Well, I'm asking for budget reasons. More for myself than for you.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it actually makes sense. I was calling about myself because, you see, I'm not very good with money, and I'm trying to put together a budget. And I was wondering if you got a good price on your internet, because...
No. Look,
You didn't get a good price?
What? No, my price is fine. I'm not here to give you advice on your internet or help you with your budget.
Well,
I just want to get my cable fixed.
I was just seeing if you could help me out a little bit on some budget stuff.
Would I help you out? You are calling me to help me out.
Well, I thought maybe you might be good with money.
No, this is not about... I'm not here to help you. You're here to help me.
So you're not good with money and I shouldn't ask?
No, I am perfectly fine with money. It is none of your damn business.
I understand.
Are you going to help me fix my cable, or are you not?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just trying to make a connection with you. Thought maybe you could help me out. Let's get to your problem, then.
Please.
Is there a specific time of the day that you notice your internet isn't working, or is it just all the time?
All the time. Every single day when my girlfriend and I get home from work and we just want to watch some show on the TV, we have to reboot the internet every single time because it doesn't work.
Oh, you have a girlfriend.
Yes, I have a girlfriend. What's it to
you? Well, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you two went on a date night?
That is none of your business. I would appreciate it if you would just help me fix my cable.
Well,
please.
While I've got you on the phone, okay. I have a girlfriend, and I'm supposed to take her out on a date this weekend, and I can't think of anything to do. So I'm wondering if you had any kind of good...
No. Are you kidding me? You are here to help me. I am not here to give you any dating advice right now, okay?
I know it sounds ridiculous. Because you're all like, no. Why didn't you think of anything? And I understand that. I should have thought of something a lot sooner.
The weekend's coming up. No, I am not an outrage because you haven't planned a date with your girlfriend this weekend. I am outraged because you're not helping me fix the table.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were being like, man, what's wrong with you? Why haven't you planned a date?
What's a misunderstanding?
Yeah. Okay.
Can you help me fix my cable or not?
Yes. Okay. Let's get back to that. And then
Do not be asking me about personal information right now.
Well,
are you going to help me fix my internet?
I'm not asking you for personal information. I'm asking you for a little bit of advice, one friend to another.
I am not here to give you advice. I am not your friend. Do not call me your friend.
There we go again. All about you. Why is this so one-sided?
Are you insane? There are no two sides to this situation. I don't even know you.
Okay. Am I not allowed to have a bad day once in a while? Or is it always you and me having to comfort you and help you with your cable?
Give me your supervisor's information now. I would like to speak with him.
Okay, I'll give you the supervisor's information after I let you know that this is a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your buddy Paul set you up.
Wait, Paul?
Yeah, he said you were having internet issues and wanted to play a prank on you.
You were with the cable company.
Well, and I thought you'd be a little more understanding to my problems, man. I have needs too.